or a fearful intent. You're afraid of suffering and you don't like it and you want to get out of it, you want to escape. All these, you see, are the motivations which frustrate the right means. So one is meant to find that out. And so then, in course of time, when all this was thoroughly explored by the Buddha's disciples, there developed a very evolved form of this whole technique of dialectic, which was called Madhyamika, Madhyamika. It means the middle way. But it was a form of Buddhist practice and instruction developed by Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna, who lived approximately in 200 AD. Nagarjuna's method is simply an extension and drawing to logical conclusions of the method of dialogue that already existed, except that Nagarjuna took it to an extreme. And his method is simply this: to undermine, to cast doubts on, any proposition to which his student will cling. To destroy all intellectual formulations and all concepts of the nature of reality or the nature of the self whatsoever. Now, you might think that that was simply a parlor game, a little intellectual exercise, but if you engaged in it, you would find it was absolutely terrifying. And you would feel yourself brought very close to the verge of madness. Because a skillful teacher in this method reduces you to a shuddering state of total insecurity. I have watched this being done among people you would consider perfectly ordinary, normal Westerners who thought they were getting involved in just a nice abstract intellectual discussion. But then finally the teacher, as the process goes on, discovers in the course of the discussion what are the fundamental premises to which every one of his students is clinging. What is the foundation of sanity? What do you base your life on? And when he has found out what that is for each student, he destroys it. He shows you that you can't found a way of life on that. That it leads you into all sorts of inconsistencies and foolishness. And the student turns back to the teacher and says, well, it's all very well for you to pull out all the carpets from under my feet. What would you propose instead? And the teacher says, I don't propose anything. He's no fool. He doesn't put up something to be knocked down.